Starting Be'ezus Hashem, Bava Metzia Daf Mem Ches, and we're picking up right in the middle of the Machlekes, Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish, meaning the Mishnah had said, Ketzad Moshach Emenu Peris V'leinasan Le'mais, Eni Yachol Achzer Bay. So we discussed that you can't be Yachol Achzer Bay. We explained that the question of, right, that's because he did a Meshicha over here, meaning if the buyer of the Peris does a Meshicha, so then it completes the sale. Okay, that is Ledivrei. That's Ledivrei Hakol. Now the question is, and the Machlekes that the Gemara brought is, what about if it was just money? Meaning, what happens if the buyer did not actually do a Meshicha on the Peiros? What is the din? Is Mois Kainos yes or no? So Rav Yochanan said, Dvar Torah, Mois Kainos. Really, money works? And what's the reason why the Chachamim said, no, the only way it's really going to complete the sale is with the Meshicha? That's Shema Nisrafu. The concern is that if the seller is selling his kernels and they're in his house and his house should light on fire, we want to make sure he's motivated to save them. So until the lekech actually takes them, we're saying he's not going to be kind and the sale is not complete. The meicher is still going to be responsible for protecting those items. Okay, Reish Lakish says that no, there is a pasuk. There's a pasuk in the Torah, which means Meshicha is kind of midaraisa, which means money doesn't do anything. Okay, so according to Rav Yochanan, money is kind of midaraisa. They said we need Meshicha. The Chacham said we need Meshicha. According to Reish Lakish, Meshicha is in the Torah, which means money does nothing. When you're buying, and we'll see, buying metaltolin, now it's clear, let's say for instance for Karka, yes, the Karka is nikness with Kesef, Shtar, and Chazaka. So money would work. Specifically for Metalton is the Machlekes over here. Again, we're buying an item. So we're going to pick up four lines from the bottom, the last word, Tanan. Aval Amru. Okay, so the Mishnah concludes with Aval Amru Misha Para Midar HaMabel Hu Asa Lipar Misha Eino Eimin B'Diburai, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who exacted revenge from the Dar HaMavel, so he will pay back from somebody who's not Oymed B'Diburei. Now, so if you want to tell me like Rav Yochanan that really Midaraisa Mois is Kainos, and the whole reason why the Rabbanan said the transaction isn't concluded and you're not going to be chayiv the money, the Lekech, is until he does Meshichas, Mishim Hachi, Kai Ba'avol. So I understand how you have this Avol Mishapara. In other words, really, it does work. The Rabbanan said, do Meshicha, but yet, because Midoraisa, Mois is Kaina, you're going to get a Mishapara, meaning you're going to get cursed, because at the end of the day, Midoraisa, your Mois was Kainas. Okay? Elo Yarmit Mois, Einun Kainas, Am I Kai Bavol, so why are you getting this Mishapara? So the Gemara says, oh, Misham Devarim, right? Which means that, again, if we're going like Reish Lakish, that in the Rabbanan Shita, Mois didn't do anything. So why are you getting a Mishapara? Because you came to terms, meaning I negotiated with you. I said, will you sell me this? Yeah, I want to buy it. I'll buy it for $50. And then you backed out. So it's just based on your words that you're going to get a Mishapara. Frakta Gemara, uvidvarim mikai bavol. Really, are you telling me that bidvarim, because the money doesn't do anything, so it's just the dvarim mikai bavol, you're going to get the Mishapara of Ahatanya. Reb Shimon says, afal pisha amru talis kaina dinners of, even though we say that a talis is kind of the dinner's up, meaning a Meshicha on the talus, we mechayev the money. Vein dinner's up, kind of talus. Money doesn't work. Mikol makom, kach halacha. You're right. That's the halacha. That is Meshicha. Aval amr, mishapara me'anche dar amabel, me'anche dar aflago, me'anche sedayim, v'amar, mitzayim, bayam, right? Extended version of the wording that's in our Mishnah. Hu asad li para me'misha eino emin b'diburai. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to pay back from somebody who doesn't keep his word. V'hanoisei, okay, now there's a continuation. So if a person just is noisev and noisev bidvarim, he's not going to be kaina. Okay, so again, we have two parts of this brayso. The first part is a misha para on misha amru talis kaina dinner. And then we have a second part, which is somebody who comes to terms like kana, you're not going to be kind of. Right. So the second part of the brisa says that if it's just dvarim, ein ruach hachamim neicheimenu, means we have the brisa references. There's two things, right? There's two ways to make you. There's two levels of being a bad person. It sounds like, meaning there's a misha para, which sounds like if you hold mois as kindness, you went back on it, and that's going to be the kasha. That's the kasha, right? We just said, according to Reish Lakish, it's because you came to terms. Well, because you came to terms, the brisa says that's a Ein ruach chachamim noyche heimenu. That's not a misha parav. Amar Rava. Anu ein lanu ela ein ruach chachamim noyche heimenu. Right? Rava's coming to say that the brisa, that's the way Tosfos explains it, that the brisa is saying a separate din. The brisa in the resha is saying a din of misha parav. The brisa in the sefer is saying a din of ein ruach chachamim noyche heimenu. When do you have a misha parav? That's when mois is really kaina midar raisa. And the rabbanan said, do mishicha. But since mois is kaina midar raisa, that's the kasha. Meaning, and what's the sefer ein ruach chachamim noyche heimenu? Meaning, when do we say that Bidvarim, you're going to be considered not such a great guy, and only in Ruach HaChamim Neiche Menu, such a not guy, not such a good guy. So how could we explain that the Misha Para in our Mishnah, according to Reish Lakish, is because you came to terms, Bidvarim. I.e., just coming to terms, Bidvarim, would be an Ein Ruach HaChamim Neiche Menu, not a Misha Para. So the Gemara says, it depends. In other words, Dvarim, the Ika, the Hadayu, Mois. No. Yes, the money, according to Reish Lakish, is not Kaina. It doesn't do anything, because by Metaltoin, only a Mashiach is going to be Kaina. But if you came to terms and exchanged money, even though the money doesn't make a kinyan, it does give you a misha para. So dvarim v'ika b'adayu ma'ois kai ba'aval, then you get a misha para. Dvarim v'leka b'adayu ma'ois like kai ba'aval. So just coming to terms, you get an ein ruach chachamim neicha emenah. Even according to Reish Lakish, coming to terms but exchanging money, even though the money doesn't do anything from a kinyan perspective, he holds midaraisa mois is not kaina because midaraisa there's mashicha, right? It's either or. How are you kaina metaltolin? You kaina metaltolin through mashicha midaraisa. There's no din derabanan. But if you exchange, came to terms and exchange money, then you get the misha para. Now amar Rava krau masnisa mesayela the Reish Lakish. So if machlekes Rabbi Yechinen and Reish Lakish, midaraisa is mois kaina or not? Rabbi Yechinen holds it is, and Reish Lakish holds that mois is not kaina. Right? The pasuk says there's mashicha by metaltolin. Money doesn't do anything. And that's the point. That's what we're going to be coming and saying, Kro, Masisa, Masayel, Reish Lakish, that money doesn't do anything. Midaraisa. There is no king. Kro, so we're going to see this both from a Pasuk and a Masnisa. So Kro, what's the Pasuk? The Chsiv. The Pasuk says, V'chichesh ba'amisai, you denied, b'pikadon ibisisumasyad. So this is talking about denying a pikadon, but a very specific type of pikadon, meaning b'pikadon. That's bikadon. Now, what's bisisum es yad? So the pasuk goes on. So we know what a bikadon is, right? I gave you something to hold on to. I come to you, I say, where's my item? And you're like, I don't have it. Right? Nignavu, avdu, whatever you tie in it, based shem rechinim, shem resachar, okay, however you get there. But the point is, you lied about it. And then you decide, right, what does the pasuk say later? And then you admit, right? You admit, so then you're going to have to pay keren, chaymesh, va'asham. Okay, so that's the process. You deny, you swear to it. You admit, Karen Chaimish Vashem, that's a standard Pikadim. But there are other examples of this as well, where you're going to be in the Parsha of denied, lied, Karen Chaimish Vashem, after you admit it. Okay, what is it? So, Gazal, Ayashakas Amisai. So we have three other cases that are like Pikadim, meaning they're going to be in the Parsha of if you lied about it, you denied, then you admitted, so you're going to pay Karen Chaimish and bring an asham. So what is susum es yad? Susum es yad, amarav chista. So susum es yad means, amarav chista, kigoyin sheyiched like kli lahalvasai. Susum es yad is you're denying the fact that a loan happened, but you're doing it in a strange way because the loan was, I loaned you something, I loan you money, right? Now you agreed to pay me back with a kli. So you're denying that I owe you a kli, essentially, right? You're denying, or that you owe me a kli, right? But the borrower wasn't going to pay back money. He was going to pay back a kli. And the denial that we're now saying is a kichesh, is a denial that you're going to have to pay Karen Chaimish V'Asham that you ended up swearing to. And then when you admit you have to pay Karen Chaimish V'Asham, is saying that I don't owe, the Leva says, I don't owe you the malva, the kli. Okay? Rav Chisla said, sheyichad like kli la'al vasai. Rav Chisla said, the case of susum es yad, that the Pasuk says is in the category of kichesh, is where you denied that you owe the money for a kli. What's ashak? Okay, it's also Amar Rav Chista, Kegoyin Sheyichad like Kli La'ashakoy, right? Ashak Schar Socher means you owe somebody money, payment, right? Payment for services rendered, right? But instead of paying him, you agreed to give him a Kli. So again, we're saying that what is the payment coming in the form of? A Kli. And now the employer denies it. So you're denying a Kli. Okay, V'chia Hadre Kra. Now, okay, so those are a couple of examples here that are like pikadon, susum es yad, and oishek. Okay? That is, susum es yad of a gazal, of a oyashak asamisa. So susum es yad and ashak, those are the two we're going to focus on, are referring to with a kli. So we have Amarayim here that explaining it, that you're not paying back money, or you're not paying You're not withholding the payment to your employee of money, but rather it's of a kli. V'chi ahadra kra. Now when the pasuk goes ahead and tells us how to make amends for this, right? So we know the pasuk says, if you were to deny it, that's the pesha over here. You deny it and you swore. Now, how do you make amends? Karen Chaimish Rasham, right? V'chi ahadra kra ksiv. V'hayaki echeta v'ashen. V'heshev es ha-gizeh lo asher gazal. Oyes ha-oyshek asher So the pasuk, when it said you were doing the thing wrong, it said four, right? Pikadon, Susum es yad, gazal, ashak. Those were the four instances. But when we came to talk about how to remediate, how to make amends for what you did, there's one missing. Which one? We're missing Susum es yad, right? Susum es yad, lo yahadre. So when the pasuk says, how do you make amends for doing this hachasha, it doesn't say Susum es yad. My taima, la mishum, de mechusra mashicha. So we're thinking that how do we get to our sugi over here? Meaning, you're missing mashicha. Meaning, because when the guy went ahead, and loaned the money, the malva loaned the money, and the loiva, right, took the money, so that would be like a person paying for something with money. So according to Reish Lakish, money is not koina, and therefore you're not going to be in the parsha of Echicheshba, you're not going to be in the parsha of paying Karen Chaimish Va'asham on the return, meaning because really you never owed the kli. You never owed the kli because all the leiva accepted was money. So we view it like a sale, but since money doesn't do anything, that's why, meaning there was no mashicha on the kli, the lender didn't do mashicha on the kli.
There is Karen Chaimish Va'ashem. He's saying that the pasuk says you don't have to return the object itself because it wasn't the lender's object.
It's not in the parsha. Meaning, what we're saying is this is not considered something where on the kli you would have to pay Karen Chaimish Va'ashem on. Okay? Well, why are you saying that? Why are you saying that you don't have to?
Because then why say Shemas Yad in that pasuk, in the introductory pasuk at all? If there's no Karen Chaim, if the Asham is for the Shua Shah, right?
Yeah.
And so it's just for the Shua Shah, so this second pasuk is just...
Meaning, so you didn't deny that you owe him a kli. You did. The leiva didn't deny, the borrower didn't deny the owner of a kli because the borrower didn't owe him a kli. Because the money that the lender gave him didn't acquire the kli. So that's the v'chicheshba, right? In other words, v'chicheshba, and he denied it. He didn't owe him the kli. So he's not going to be in the parsha of how to make amends because he didn't really owe him the kli. Exactly the point here. And therefore, we miss it. In other words, we don't discuss it when we talk about how to make amends because he doesn't owe him the kli. Why doesn't he owe him the kli? Because all the loiva accepted to borrow was accepted money. So it was like he was selling the kli. And since all he got was money, but the lender never did a mashicha on the kli, he never owed him the kli. Okay, so Amar Rav Papa, Rav, hold on one second. Well, really? You're telling me because Susumes Yad is missing on making amends because he never owed him the kli. What about Oishek? Hold on one second. Oishek is also, right? We said there's two examples over here where instead of paying money, the hainu, a person who borrows, instead of paying back with money, you're going to pay back with the kli. Or when you're paying the wages, you're going to pay with a kli. And yet there, the pasuk does put it back. So maybe, it's not because it's missing. Really, the ma'is is kind of midvar tara. And therefore, you're going to be chayiv when you deny it, a karen shvuah va'asham. Now, why doesn't the pasuk put it back when we talk about susumes yad? Because it's really the same thing as ashak schar sacher. It's the exact same thing. One is for a loan, and one is for the fact that he did work for you. But either way, you're owed a kli. So then now, when we had to introduce it, there were four different cases. But as far as the din and the halacha of paying karen chayim for v'asham, it would be nichlal in oishek. So where it says, hacha maya skinik yagayin not l'memenu v'chazrei v'ifgidu etzlei. No, the case of oishek, meaning where you withhold payment, and you denied it, even though you agreed to pay on a kli, really the case is that the worker did a mashicha on the kli and then left it by you. So it's another case of pikadon, essentially. So the Gemara says, Okay, and therefore, Sesumas Yad is missing because there you didn't. So the Gemara says, okay, well, Hainu Pikadon. Trey Gavne Pikadon, right? We saw by Gezeh, we had this in Baba Kama many times, right? Okay, we have two cases of listed Mizuyo, two cases of Gazlan. Okay, fine. It's not Gazlan, Gazlan, it's Gazlan, fine. So the Pasuk listed two examples of Pikadon. It's because it's otherwise it's a regular Pikadon, meaning I did a Mashicha on the Kli according to Reish Lakish, which means that the worker did a Mashicha on the Kli. And then he left the kli by the balabai, so it's a regular pikadon. Ihachi susumes yad nami lahadre v'lukmik going to not lohemenu v'chazer v'fkidu etzli. Well, if you're willing to say that the worker did a mashicha on the kli, and therefore was kind of the kli, so too we can say by the lender who agreed to pay back with the kli, the borrower also did a mashicha on the kli and then left it beyond the lender. Okay, so Iahadra Kra. So you're right. So the Pasuk says if the Pasuk would have put back both of them, Sumas Yad and Oishek, Iahadra Kra, Loi Tiyufta, Veloi Siyasa, so then I would have no Kasher and I have no Raya. Hashalai, Iahadra Kra, Misayele. Okay, and the way we're explaining it is the Torah, it's conspicuously only put one back, meaning when we talked about Ahadra, we talked about how to make amends. The Torah only discussed one case and not the other case. From the fact that the Torah discussed one case and not the other case, it's coming to tell us what other reason could there possibly be. It's coming to tell us this din, meaning it's a raya to the din of Reish Lakish, that it's a raya to the din of Reish Lakish, that whether it's one pasuk is talking about where you did make it a pikadon, one pasuk is talking about where you didn't make it a pikadon. The Hainu, we never did Mashicha, never did Mashicha, and therefore A is not Kaina, because again, Ma'is doesn't do anything. So that is the Kra. That is now a raya, the pasuk, interesting way to learn it, but the pasuk is a raya to Mesesumas Yad Lo Yahadre Kra, okay? And therefore, it's not going to be a raya to Reish Lakish. V'hatanya, Rav Shimon, hold on one second. The fact that it is conspicuously missing doesn't mean anything, because Rav Shimon says, Minayin li tenesa amr lamala lamata. In other words, we have the parsha of where you did the chichesh, you have the parsha of the lamata where you make amends for it. So how do we know that whatever applies on the chichesh applies for the making amends, even though it's not listed? The chsev oy mikol, right? There's a klal oy mikol asher yishava lav l'shaker. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Baravu, Amar Rav. The Rav is assuming sadly yishavain. So the Gemara says behedya mia loyahadre kra. Again, it's conspicuously missing. The fact that the Torah didn't put it back, even though it's nichlal in the din, the fact that the Torah left those words out of b'sesumas yad, that will now bring a raya to Reish Lakish. Maybe Raya Reish Lakish, that meaning money doesn't do anything, because this is something where there was only money, even though you could krechts a case where it's pekadon, like the Gemara tried to do. But again, from the fact that we now created a difference between Oshek and Sesumas Yad, so it's coming to tell us Dafka this din. Now, Masnisa, how do we know, where do we have a Braisa that would be a Raya to Reish Lakish? Again, what's the Raya to Reish Lakish? That money doesn't do anything. Titania, the Braisa says, Nosna the Balon, if you give money to the Balon, meaning that's a bathhouse attendant, Mal. So that's Me'ila, right? So if somebody goes ahead, the Gizbar gives the money of Hektish to the Balon, right, to the bathhouse attendant to go take a bath, at that point, it's considered Mal. Vamarav, Dafka Balon. Only a Balon who deloy mechasra meshicha, right? That's a service item. So in general, when we talk about metaltel and buying metaltel, and we're talking about buying an object. So we could talk about doing a meshicha, meaning you could say that what makes the kinyan, like Reish Lakish is trying to say, it's the meshicha. It's the fact that the buyer takes the item biyad and does a meshicha, right? But if it's a service item, meaning if there is no item for you to do meshicha on, so then there's no concept of meshicha at all, right? So Vamarav, Dafka Balon hu deloy mechasra meshicha. Avomidi achrisa, demechasra meshicha, loy mal adamashach. So we see that there isn't considered a mi'ila midorai, so you want to know when ownership is triggered. That's only on a meshicha. That's like Reish Lakish, that meshicha is midoraisa. And which tells you, again, the mutually exclusive, which tells you Kesef does nothing. But Tanya, in fact, the Gemara Nasna,
the
Saper.
The Braisa just said that there is mi'ila in this case.
There's mi'ila by giving the money only because there's no meshicha. Because you can't have a meshicha because it's a service item.
Right.
But if it was an object, right, the Pasuk is specifically saying when you give it over, there's mi'ila. The only in this case, by a balon, right? Dafka balon hu deloy mechasra meshicha. Avomidei achrita, because it's a service item and it's impossible to have meshicha. Because you're not taking an object, right? So that's when it's going to work. Specifically, Balon is the Nesina. The Kesef will actually work. So Reish Lakish is going to admit that Kesef does work to be kind of in certain situations. Again, everybody agrees, right? It's a question, find your category. Everybody agrees kesef works for karka. There's nothing to talk about. So here we're seeing kesef works for, as well, for a service item. It's something where I'm buying something tangible that it's only going to work. Midaraisa, Reish Lakish says, the only thing that's kind of is mishicha, and it, okay, when you take the item, okay? V'atanya, afrek the gemara, nasna l'saper. If you gave money to, if let's say this, again, the gizbar gave money to a barber, ma, once he gives the money to a barber. Now the problem is, v'safer habayu l'mimshach taspores. Okay, there, he does have to do a mishicha on the scissors. Okay, so again, and actually, Tysus points from here. It points out from here that when you're acquiring, you're doing something based like a kablonus. You're getting a service, but it's a kablonus. It's a service that uses something like a barber or like he says a cipher who's going to use a quill. That you do need a mishicha, and you do a mishicha on the scissors. You do a mishicha on the pen, and that would be the acquisition. But a balon, there's nothing to do a mishicha on. Right? You're going to take a bath somewhere. There's nothing to do a mishicha on. Okay, so the Gemara says, we see that. So why is it again by the barber? This there is something to do with mishicha, the hand with the scissors. So why do we say that it is considered? You made a deal that it's only balon where there's nothing to do make a mishicha on. That's why the mice is going to be kinda. But we see from here taking a haircut, just giving the money to the barber will also acquire. So the gemara says, "Hachamai askinan." Why don't you require mishicha if you're Reish Lakish? Hachamai askinan be saper nachri. We're talking about a guy de la bar mishicha. So a guy is not a bar mishicha. Tanya nami hachi nasna le saper oy le safon. You gave something to a barber or a.
What do you need a kinyan for in these cases? You're getting services.
Again, what we said was, in the category, the Hagdara is that if it's a pure service item, then you don't need Mashiach. Mm-hmm. But if it's a service item that is using something, if there's something to do a Mashiach on, then you need the Mashiach.
The Mashiach on a towel.
Well, but the towel, okay, so the towel isn't the item of the services that you're requiring, right? You're getting a bath. The Mashiach on the water?
He's mal as soon as he gave the coin,
yeah.
Right? What does that have to do with the fact that we're saying that's when it left Hekdesh? That's when you took it out.
Correct.
Of
that's the Kenyan. Midaraisa, that's the Kenyan. No, we're in Reish Lakish world, which is that Midaraisa Kesef doesn't work. Right. Midaraisa Mashicha works. So the Raisa made it a point to say once he gives the Balon money, so we see that's the Mi'ila, which means money makes the Kenyan. Right? It's only by a service item, that's the deal. But when there is something to do Mashiach on, you have to do Mashiach. It's dafka balon. Now we're asking in the kasha, I by barber as well. Okay, so we're saying that because by the barber, we're talking about a gaisha barber. Gaisha barber, there's no din Mashiach at all. Meaning even if you buy and sell objects, it's not specific for the fact that the Mashiach on the scissors. It's if you buy and sell, when you're talking about a guy, there is no Mashiach at all. It's not in the parsha of Mashiach. Tanami hachi, nasal saper or safon. You give the money to a barber or a sailor or the chol bali omnis loy mal ad mashach. So we see barber, you do need a mashicha. A sailor, you do need a mashicha. So how kashan adadi? Now I have a stira because before we said as soon as you give the money to the barber, there's mi'ila. Now we're saying that it's ad mashach loy mal ad mashach. So the gemara says kashan adadi elav shmamina kan bisfar nachri. We're talking about saper nachri. We're talking about a barber who's a nachri. Kan bisaper yisrael shmam. You know the difference is nachri yisrael, meaning nachri does not require mashicha. There's no parsha of mashicha. Okay, but a yisrael there is a parsha of mashicha. V'chinam rav Nachman. Okay, so we now had two rayas, right? Kro masnisa raya to who? Reish Lakish. That midaraisa mois is not kaina. V'chinam rav Nachman dvar Torah mois kainais. Rav Nachman. Now, and Tosfos points this out, so even though we brought Kro Masisa Kerei Shlakish, we're going to paskin like Rav Yochanan, because Rav Nachman was Nachas La'amka Dedina, right? He was, Rav Nachman was the dayan in dealing with monetary issues, and therefore, if he held like Rav Yochanan, we're still going to have to paskin like Rav Yochanan. In other words, Tvar Torah Mois is kindness. V'chinam Rav Nachman, Tvar Torah Mois is kindness. Bad Galevi Masnisa, and Levi, looked around for a makar for this, ba'ashkach, and he actually found a makar nasnal the sitain. Let's say you gave money to a sitain. Now, a sitain is like a consignment sort of guy, right? He was a guy who puts other people in business. So he gives, let's say there's a bunch of merchants, so he's like the wholesaler slash consigner. So he goes ahead and he gives the guy to sell a whole bunch of stuff, and the guy makes a payment on a small amount. Okay, so that's the way a sitain would work. You make some sort of down payment, and then as you sell, as the merchant sells, he's going to pay his supplier. So the sitain here is a supplier. Nasna le sitain ma. Okay, so at the point in which he gave the money to the sitain, in other words, even though he was not meishech all the payers, right? So it's the flip side. The sitain is providing the payers to the chenveni to sell, right, to the storekeeper. Now, even though he gave the money, right? Nasna le sitain ma. There's me'ila on the giving the money, even though he didn't do meshicha on the payers. Okay, so what do we see? Ela kasha. And by the way, Tosis points out, well, why can't we just say it was a sitain nachri? And you have no raya, right? There's no parsha meshicha. He says, because the sitain that we're talking about is yayin and shemen, and yayin can't be a nachri. Now, shemen also, before they were chayzer, before the Gemara in Avodah Zarah says, shehiter Rabbi Yehuda nasiyas ha-shemen. So before that, where they allowed it, yayin and shemen were the same, and the sitain is dafka, not peris, like Rashi says, therefore Tosis says, so we're talking about yayin and shemen. Okay, but either way, ela kasha l'reish lakas, so we have a kasha to reish lakas from the case of sitain, Amar lach reish lakas shemani Rav Shimon. Remember, reish lakas could always say, reish lakas holds that there is a Tana who holds that Ma'is is kind of Rav Shimon, right? How do we know that? Meaning that's Rav Shimon in our Mishnah. Why? Because Rav Shimon held that the Meicher could decide whether he wants to affect the sale or not. He got the money from the Lekeach, now he could decide. Now, if the Lekeach can't decide, it means that as far as Lekeach is concerned, giving over the money does something, so that's Rav Shimon. So Rav Shimon, definitely that Rav Shakish holds, there is somebody who holds that Mois is Kaina. Midoraisa, that would be Rav Shimon. Now, again, like we explained yesterday, the whole Machlekes that Rav Shakish and Rav Rechman were having is in Shitas Rabbanon. Okay, is Mois Kaina Midoraisa or not? Now, Aval Amar Misha Parah. So the question is, what is this Misha Parah? Itmar, Rabbi Amar, Aduya Maidina Le. The Misha Parah is, don't go back on your word. Again, the way Rabbi Yochanan holds a Misha Parah is, well, you did a sale Darai. So according to Reish Lakish, it's, what's a Misha Parah? That you gave your word and there was money there. The money didn't do anything, but money combined with giving your word, meaning essentially you came to terms, that's going to get you a Misha Parah. Okay? Itmar, Rabbi Amar, Aduya Maidina Le. We make him aware of the fact that you're now violating this Misha Parah, right? But we don't actually curse him. Right, Misha Parah sounds like we're issuing him a curse. We're cursing the guy out. So Rabba Amar Milat Laitinan Lay. No, we do curse the guy out. Abaya Amar Aduya Medinan Lay. We only make him aware of this is something that one can get a Misha Parah for. The pasuk says, Venasi Va'amcha Loisar, right? That you can't issue curses. Rabba Amar Milat Laitinan Lay. No, we do issue him an actual Misha Parah curse. Dechsib, because the pasuk says, only Ba'amcha. You know when you can't curse somebody else? That's ba'amcha, ba'isa ma'isa amcha. But over here, this guy is obviously, right, what we're saying is he's not doing the right thing. He's not acting in the right way. Amar Rava Menah Minale, how do we know that we actually cursed the guy out? Rav Chiya bar Yosef Yavale Zuzi Amilcha. So he was given money, meaning he was the seller. He was given money to someone wanted to purchase salt from him. L'soif Yakar Milcha. And the price of salt went up. So he wanted to go back on the sale. Right now I can sell it for more money. I agreed to sell it for $50. The price jumped. Now I can sell it for $100. So Asala Kamedra Rav Yechidon Amar Le Zil Havlehu. Make sure to give him the salt, meaning give it to the original buyer. The Eloi Kabal Lecha Misha Parah. You're going to get a Misha Parah. The Amrit Adiyah Medina Lay. So if we're telling him that we just make him aware of the halacha, well, Rav Chiya Bar Yosef Bar Yiduyahu, he was a Talmud Chacham. He knew the halacha. So we didn't, obviously, what we meant was that we're going to give him a curse. The Elamai, really? So we curse him out. My Milat Laitina Lay Rav Chiya Bar Yosef Asu the Kabul Lavu Tusa Durabanan. So he knew the halacha and he's going to get a curse. Ella Rav Chiya Bar Yosef. No, you understand this whole case wrong. You have no raya to Abaya or Rava because it's not mistaber that a Talmud Chacham would put himself in a position, number one, that he wouldn't know the halacha. Number two, that he would put himself in a position to get a Misha Parah, to actually get cursed out, and therefore we wouldn't curse him out. Ella Rav Chiya Bar Yosef, a Ravan Hudi Yadle. And this is going to get us into the next sugya. Okay, a little bit more of a complicated sugya, but rather he was given an a Ravan, right? Like a partial payment. And his question was, who suffered kinegde hu kaina? So he wanted to go back, meaning he wasn't going back on the wholesale. But let's say he was given money, a 10% down payment. So he was going to continue with the sale for only 10% and abolish the 90%, okay, because the money wasn't given. Oh, he only got 10% of the money, let's say, right? So he who suffered kinegde hu kaina? That the only part that you're going to get a Misha Parah on the money, and that it actually would work, that he's mischayev to go through with, is the part where he received the money. That no, when you receive a partial payment in conjunction with a sale, and this is important, right? You come to terms and the guy gives you a down payment, but it's for the terms on the entire sale, that the money is the money works to give you a Misha Parah for the entire sale. Meaning, just coming to terms, according to Rabbi Yochanan, doesn't give you a Misha Parah. According to Rabbi Yochanan, what gives you, it's, and actually according to Rosh Chodesh as well, right? It's giving you money. It's the fact that he gave him the money. Now, what happens if he only gave him 10%? Do you have a Misha Parah on the whole thing that you came to terms with? Or just on the 10% where you gave the money? So let's see. Itmar, a Rava, and so this idea, when you give partial payment, Rava Amar Kenegdu Hukaina, Rav Yechanan Amar Kenegd Kulo Hukaina. This is actually going to be a machlokes between Rav and Rav Yechanan. Okay, again, in order to get a Misha Parah, because you gave the money, is it only for the amount you gave the money on? But everything else you could go back without a Misha Parah. Okay, or do we say that once you gave partial payment, you get a Misha Parah on the entire transaction? So let's say you give an Eruvin. Now, this case of Eruvin is a different case. We're going to see, because we're going to have a modification. We're going to come ask Akash on Rav. How could you, Rav, tell me that you're only getting a Misha Parah kineged the Eruvin, meaning the amount you paid? So over here, it's Hanoisin Eruvin. This is a little bit different of an Eruvin, Rashi comes to explain, that we're talking about a penalty, meaning I come to terms, and, okay, that over here, I am actually just giving, Rashi says, this is an Eruvin that's a knas. It's not a partial payment for it, meaning I'm not giving you a payment. I'm giving you an Eruvin. I'm giving you an actual object. This is not what I'm going to pay my bill for. In other words, I said I'm going to buy something for you for $100. As we'll see, it comes to talking about a piece of land. I'm going to buy it for you for $100, right? So now, in order to memorialize the sale and to demonstrate my commitment to this sale, I give you an object. I give you my watch, okay? So that functions as an Eruvin. Now, it's not a partial payment. I'm not paying you with my watch. So yeah, given Eruvin, this is the case. Now, what they're saying is like this. Imani chayzer bi Eruvini machulach. So the buyer is saying, look, if I end up not going through the sale, you can keep my watch. And Vahala Amar, and the Meicher says, okay, so they're instituting a knas as a condition of sale if we don't actually go through with it. Vahala Amar, Im Ani Echzar Bi, if I, the Meicher, go back on the sale, Ech Bo L'Chayer V'Nech. Okay, so I'm going to give you double, I'm going to give you two watches. I'm going to give you double the value of your watch. Fine. Niskaimu Atunayim Dibri Rav Yesi. So Rav Yesi holds, again, this is a freestanding, it's almost like a freestanding a penalty that they're initiating of their own volition, right? I'm saying, I'm going to give you my watch. If I don't go through with the sale, I'm going to pay you money for your whatever I'm going to buy. But for the meantime, I'm giving you my watch. If I don't go through with the sale, I don't show up with the money and actually complete the sale, then you can keep my watch. Right? So this is sort of like a gambling, right? We use the lashon of asmachta kanya when we talk about gambling, right? If you put bet money on an event to occur, as far as you have the smichas das, if you hold a smachta kanya, because you're insisting, I know that this is going to happen. So you're saying the same thing over here. I know that it's going to happen, that I'm going to complete the sale, and therefore, I'm really meaning to give you my watch if I don't complete the sale. Okay? And on the flip side, you're going to double it. Rabbi Yehuda Aymer, that no, dayoy sheyikne keneged a ravonai. Okay? Then no, that what we're talking about is that it's enough, meaning you don't, we're not saying that you get, it's a freestanding knas, but you're going to get keneged a ravonai. Meaning, when you gave the watch or whatever you gave, if let's say you gave money as a penalty, okay, so you're going to be kind of connected that value of the sale. Okay, and when do we say that you're going to get the value of what you gave? That's bizman sha'amar le ervani yikoin. That's when you said, I want it to, in other words, acquire my Eruvin. Like we're saying, you're using it as like a knas. But if you're talking about machar, okay, so when you gave money, we put down money as a knas, but not to, as a partial payment. So then we could have a discussion, asmach dekanya, Reb Yehuda says, no, you can't double your money, meaning all it's gonna, that will represent the value of what you're locking in. But again, you didn't give that money initially as a partial payment. You gave it b'derech knas, to say that, like, to demonstrate your faith and commitment towards the deal that we struck. Now, so let's say it is a partial payment, meaning I agreed to buy a house or a field for 1,000 zuz, and I'm giving you $500 now. Okay, so you are going to, okay, so you have to return, you have to give him back the difference in the money. The point is that a partial payment is considered, even a partial payment, will complete the entire transaction, meaning you own the balance of the money, fine. But what we're saying is you were kind of the whole thing. So my lav hu adin lemetaltolin. So this was Shimon ben Gamliel said his din dafka b'bayis hersada. So this should apply to metaltolin as well. But the stomach kani lulukulu. Right. So it's kashan rav. Rav said when you give partial payment, right, like the case that we brought off of the last maisa with the salt, you give partial payment. It's only keneged a rav in hu kaina, meaning you're only for the amount of the partial payment that you made. We see Rav Shimon Gamliel says clearly that no. When we understand partial payment working, in other words, Rav Yasi was on one side saying this is asmachta, right? You're gambling, double money or I lose it. Rav Yehuda was saying you get kenegdai, and Rav Shimon Gamliel qualified Rav Yehuda saying when you get kenegdai, it's only kenegdai when you gave it as an eravain, meaning not as a partial payment of a sale. But if it's a partial payment of a sale, that's what you meant to do, then it's kind of the whole thing. Kashan Rav, Rav said, oh, you're only kind of connecting the amount of money you put down. So the Gemara says, well, no, that was only when it came to karka. Like metaltolin, but the stama like kani. It's not true. Meaning metaltolin, stam, you're not going to be kaina. Meaning this whole dinner, Rav Shimon Gamliel said, was only dafka by karka or bias that a partial payment will complete the sale. And Rav will agree to that. The machlekes Rav and Rav Yechon, unlike the case of salt, was talking about metaltolin. And there, does partial payment complete the entire sale? In other words, what's the nafkamina? Do you get a mishapara on everything if you back out? Or is it only you get a mishapara if you back out on the part where the money was given? Umayshna, so why would we differentiate between karka and metaltolin? Karka, the bekaspa kani le mamish, kani le lekule. Okay, because money works for karka. And therefore, it's an actual completion of a sale. It's a kinyan. Metalti loy kani el kabuli mishapara, loy kani le kule. It is not going to work. Now, let's just say that this machlekes, we have a machlekes, Rav and Rav Yechonon. Partial payment by metaltolin doesn't make a partial kinyan mishapara, right? Midaraisa, right? Is it a partial kinyan mishapara, I should say, okay? Or does it make a mishapara on the full thing? So let's say it's like the following machlokes. So let's say you lend your friend money, but you take a mashka. Okay, so now he owes me money. I have a loan outstanding. Somebody owes me money, but I have his mashkin. So the menichnasa shmita. Now enter shmita. Afal b'she'enei shava ela palag. Even though the mashkin's only worth half the value of the loan or partial, enei mishame divar Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel say that the shmita is not mishame. Now, what does that mean, shmita is mishame? Shmita is mishame a loan that is lo yigais, right? Lo yigais es achiv, right? So if I have no recourse, if I'm not holding on to something, then I'm going to press you to pay the loan. But if I'm holding on to a mashkin, then I'm sitting pretty, right? I have no reason to press you into paying that loan. And therefore, Shemitah is only Meshameh loans that are subject to Le'igais. So I have a Mashkin on this loan. Therefore, Shemitah is not going to be Meshameh. The loan will survive through Shemitah. Rabbi Yehuda Nasi Eimer, Imhaya Mashkin Keneged Halva'asa Eina Meshameh. Only if the Mashkin is Keneged the Halva, then the loan will survive Shemitah. Vim Lav. But if it's not, Mishamet, there will be Mishamet. Now, my Eina Mishamet, the Rav Shimon Gamliel. Rav Shimon Gamliel said that when you have, again, Hamalva es Chaveray ala Mashkin, Venichnasa Shmita, Afal Pish, Eina Shava ala Palag, Eina Mishamet. That was what Rav Shimon Gamliel said. Now, Eina, Kenegdai, which part of the loan is not going to be Mishamet? So if you tell me it's Kenegdai, meaning, like we said, the Mashkin that was given is worth partial of the loan. So what we'll say is the part of the loan that will not be mishamet, that will not get canceled, that will survive through, is equal to the value of the whatever the mashkin was. So let's, for instance, say you gave a guy a $100 loan. He gave you a $50 mashkin. $50 of the loan, when Rav Gamliel says it's not going to be mishamet, right? Meaning it won't get canceled. It's the part that you have a mashkin connected. Why? Because a mashkin serves as a loyigas, right? It's you're sitting pretty. You're not going to pressure him to pay the loan. And that the only loans that are subject to pressure is what Shemitah is going to cancel. So we're splitting it here. The Shimon Gamliel, you want to tell me that it's the $50 that you have a mashkin for, that's the part that's not going to be Mishamit. Mikal Rabbi Yehuda Nasi Savar Lahaf Pago Nami Mishamit. So that would tell you that according to Rabbi Yehuda Nasi is arguing on him. So he would say that half is also going to be Mishamit. I ela mashkin de noket lamali. So if, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the guy has a mashkin, right? Rabbi Yehuda is holding the guy as a mashkin for partial, and he's saying, im haya mashkin kenegad al vasai eina mishamit, vim lav mishamit. So it sounds like, even though he has a mashkin on half, since it's not kenegad the whole loan will be mishamit, right? Ela mashkan denaka lamali. So what was the point of the mashkan? When Rav Shimon Gamliel said ena mashamet, that means bikulai, that Rav Shimon Gamliel actually holds that it's not going to be mashamet at all. In other words, that sounds like Rav Shimon Gamliel holds that a partial mashkan on partial will protect the entire loan. Rav Yehuda is saying that the mashkan will only protect the part that you have the part of the loan that you have a mashkan on. Umay mashamet to come Rabbi Yehuda Nasi lahaf palga delay nakan ala mashkan. So what is going to be mashamet? The half that's uncovered by the mashkan. Okay, that is not covered within that. Ubahaka miflagi, and this is the machlekes of Shimon Gamliel savar kineged kulay hukaina. Rabbi Yehuda Nasi savar kineged kinegday hukaina. Okay, so we're thinking that this is now the machlekes of Shimon Gamliel who holds that a mashkan on partial will protect the whole thing, just like a payment for partial metatlin will consider the whole thing paid for, the hainu covered by a misha para, okay, which means that is like Shitas Rav Yechanan. And Rav Yehuda is kinegda yukana like Rav. So this is the machlekes Tanaim. So the Gemara says, no. Loi, my ena mishamet, the kamar of Shimon Gamliel, when Rav Shimon Gamliel said ena mishamet, that is lahach palga denakad ala mashkan. That's really only the half. We're only talking about the half at all. Mikal Rabbi Yehuda nasi sever lahach palga denakad ala mashkan, nami mishamet. Okay? So the mashkan doesn't do anything. So now we're saying, no, this is not the machlekes. Meaning, even Rav Shimon Gamliel is going to hold that the only part of the loan that it's going to protect is afilu kineged, only kinegdai. Meaning, only kineged, the value of the mashkin. That's the part of the loan that won't get canceled. But the rest of it will, which means Rav Yehuda holds that even a partial mashkin won't protect any part of the loan. Aye, if so, ela mashkin denaket lamalei. So why do you have a mashkin at all, according to Rabbi Yehuda? And he says, "Lizikaren devarim ba'alma." And he answers that you're right. The mashkin won't do anything. That's the machlekes over here. The mashkin won't do anything to protect the loan from getting canceled out by Shemitah. Okay, it's just lizikaren devarim, right? It's a way for us to remember what happened over here, to memorialize the events that occurred. Okay, and really, the divrei hakol, we're trying to say that mashkin is only kinegdai hu kaina. Okay, but we'll continue with this. Tomorrow, this idea of mashkan, how much are you going to be kind of, we'll see it in some stories. Stop here.